Podcasting like we mean it, it's the Red Boy Podcast, episode 45, featuring me, Absolute Amy. Welcome to the Spooktacular.
Hi, this is Len from Jawbone Radio, and when I'm not eating scotch egg after scotch egg, I'm listening to Red Boy and Absolute Amy on the Red Boy Podcast.
The game's up, Scarlet. There are no more bullets left in that gun.
Come on, you don't think I'm going to fall for that old trick?
It's not a trick. There was one shot at Mr. Body in the study, two for the chandelier, two at the lounge door, and one for the singing telegram.
That's not six.
One plus two plus two plus one.
Uh-uh. There was only one shot that got the chandelier. That's one plus two plus one plus one.
Even if you were right, that would be one plus one plus two plus one, not one plus two plus one plus one.
Okay, fine. One plus two plus one. Shut up!
Oh, hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor, Herman Munster.
Welcome to the Red Boy Spooktacular. How do you like that, Amy? Am I spooky enough for you?
No, but you're scary.
I am very scared. Amy's just doing her little dance here. Keep it going, baby. Doing a rare spooky Wednesday edition of the Red Boy Podcast. We were a day late last time, so hey, what the hell, be a day early this time. I played Jawbone's promo because I stole this from him.
I love the Munsters.
I know you do.
I love all those old TV shows.
This is our Halloween spooktacular. Then you would like this one too, Amy. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da. Neat. There's neat sweetener somewhere. The Red Boy family. Welcome, Amy. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm not prepared. I feel.
I know you said you. I'm not prepared. I go. You win. Whenever are you?
I was
going
to do a thing about vampires.
Did you do some vampire research?
No, but I love vampire movies. You know they're my favorite.
Okay.
They are. Whenever there's a vampire movie, I like to see.
I know.
I don't know. That's like the
what
only.
Was it? What was the vampire movie with Tom Cruise? Who was it? That
Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the last one was that we saw was Van Helsing.
No, was that Von Strokers? Or...
No, Van Helsing.
Oh yeah.
That was good.
But there was Bram Stoker's of Dracula too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. All the vampire movies. But yeah, Van Helsing was that was a
that was. Movie. Awesome.
Not recommended for the smaller people in your house. So, Amy.
Yes.
Our goal will be to not make this a 55-minute podcast like we did last week.
Well, you know what? I've just started on a margarita.
I know.
So,
and I'm only on beer too,
and I haven't had anything else. So, hopefully we can keep this. And it's not Friday night, so.
Yes. So, we're much more within our arms.
We were really letting loose.
We were just having a good time. With no regards for the podcast community or our poor listeners who have to listen.
Do we have complaints about that?
No.
Oh.
I'm sure we can if you want, but don't encourage them.
Well, no, I just, you know. Well, no, we did. Didn't we have a complaint about what? No, it was 43. Was it?
Well, we'll get to that. Oh, the first thing we'll start with is something I named How's Things.
How's Things?
How we doing?
Oh, okay.
Everything good with us?
Oh, this is some slang that you're throwing out there that I never know.
I went to the fire department today. I went on a field trip. I'm 30, almost 32 years old, and I went on a field trip.
I was really excited for you guys.
We had fun.
I'm glad.
And then I'm not a coffee connoisseur, as you know. And for some once in a great while, I get the need to have some coffee. So I'm like, I'll go to Starbucks.
You went and had a sissy drink.
Well, I attempted to have a sissy drink. That's the problem. I go to Starbucks, and I am one of those people who do not understand the Starbucks language, as it were. So I'm ordering, and I wanted a sissy drink, you're right, a venti, which as I understand is the largest. I'm very confused by the heights.
You know what you could say? I like to do this to make him mad.
What?
Extra large.
You're not using the lingo?
No.
So I want
to... I don't need to go in and go, I'd like a grande, which is a large, yeah. or a tall, which is the small.
Yeah. So I actually had to look at the thing. Okay, up here, all the way to the right is going to be the largest size available to me, right? Excuse me while I open a beer. So I ordered my drink, and what I wanted was one of these ice drinks, because I'm a wuss. Remember, again,
an ice drink? It's cold.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't like warm drinks. So I wanted an ice mocha. One of those, like...
Did you say I want an ice mocha?
There's where I failed.
You said you wanted a mocha.
I wanted a mocha.
And you got a hot mocha.
So I'm looking at the menu, it says ice drinks, mocha. I said, okay, I like a mocha. I pull around, and I...
Did you get that decaf?
No. Not low-fat mocha, low-cream, extra... Flip whip.
I usually get dip. If I'm gonna get like I get a hot mocha lad. I'll get a hot mocha, decaf.
Yeah. See. So I just
skim
want
skim milk with little whipped cream on top. Uh-huh. Now I know there's people out there saying that. Oh, what's the point? Well, here's the point. I rarely need any help getting up with caffeine. But in the morning for fun, I do drink some caffeine.
Okay. So.
Sorry.
You're into the coffee scene. I'm not. So I'm reading. I want a mocha. So I pull around. The girl runs my card, and I look at the receipt. And I'm like, this seems too cheap compared to what I thought the price should be based on the board. But I'm like, you know what? I don't know anything about this place.
You're like, and I got a deal.
No, and I didn't know. Maybe
you
I
read got the pumpkin spice.
Oh, I don't do pumpkin spice. So they come. The girl
it's
makes
very
it.
Very spooky.
She comes over and sets it next to the thing, so the girl who runs a window can come give it to me. And it's in a cardboard cup.
Are you
cup.
Inside or
no,
did you
I'm
go?
I'm drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
So it's in a cardboard cup. I'm like, I thought those came in a plastic cup. But I don't know. Maybe it's a drive-thru thing.
I'm really glad that they did mess up because you look really, really silly walking into your job with your big frothy little...
Shut it. Okay. So I'm like, okay. Well, maybe, you know, that's what they do in the drive-thru for the ice drinks. Then the girl puts it into a clutch or a holster, whatever you want to call these things at the coffee. I'm like, at this point, I'm knowing... It's a hot drink, not a cold drink. But I am too much of a man to admit to the girl running the drive-thru that I'm an idiot and ordered the wrong thing. So I happily take my hot mocha.
You should have just drove it by to me. I would have taken it.
I drank it, and I was wired all afternoon. I thought I was just doing a coffee podcast tonight. Right, welcome to the Red Boy Coffee Podcast. So anyway, that's enough of that. That's what's going on around here. How are you, Amy?
I'm great.
Okay, we don't want to...
I'm great. I had sleep last night. We had a couple sick children yesterday, so that meant the night previous, I basically took cat naps all night in between the crying and the mama. So now... I was looking like Herman Munster yesterday.
You were. She was not the happiest camper. I was glad to see her go to work today.
I was an evil mommy.
All right, so keep moving here. We have plenty of listener news. Okay. I'd like to say thank you to Computer Carl, who is also, I believe, from around here in the cornfields, who is the first, there's no price for this, Carl, the first person to purchase a product from the Red Boy Podcast Cafe Press Store. He purchased a clock.
Oh, thank God.
And his wife
said... I was so scared you were going to say it was the thong.
No, Carl didn't. But his wife was glad that the... Excuse me as I changed the legs. His wife was glad that the clock was for his office because, as he said in his email, the clock ain't got no numbers. And he goes, she's not, something like, she's not a redneck, she just likes to talk like one.
Uh-huh.
So, thank you, Carl, for being the first official, you know, I was sad. Woo! I was the only person. And be happy to know I made no money
on it. Yeah,
we
don't get anything from
it. I don't mark it up at all. It's just people who want to buy it. So, but speaking of people wanting to buy things, Blue Dog Banter is auctioning off a dot matrix printer. I would tell you the exact model, but I'm always scared of my browser. Go to the Red Boy Podcast. Go to redboypodcast.com or bluedogbanner.com.
Why are they doing this?
It's a long, involved story. But
okay.
Long story short, they actually are donating all the proceeds.
Uh-huh.
And I started bidding on it. It's up to like $32 right now.
Do not
bid
that.
I bid up to $10 and I quit.
That's fine. No, but if you get it... You can tell them to keep it and just send them the money.
No, I want them to get it.
So you put it with that stupid cell phone that you got on eBay?
No. I was going to do the Office Space thing and beat it with a baseball bat in the backyard. Invite them over and invite the banner over.
And then we could videotape and make our own video.
Because they're afraid they're going to have to pay shipping on this thing, which would be huge. So I said, you know, I just buy it and Isaac, the Mickey D. Mac, can drive it down the street. Who, by the way, didn't show up to help me with my mics, but I think I managed well on my own. Thank you very much.
I think that, you know what, he has a life. And this is a hobby.
And it doesn't revolve around coming to my house and helping my sorry butt. So anyway, check out Blue Dog Banter's auction at bluedogbanter.com, or we have a link from redboypodcast.com too.
Okay.
Thank you to the newest listeners. Israelisms.
That's cool.
I'll put a link on the website. It's Charlie and Carol. Carol put a post on our website.
Is it Israelisms?
That they're aiming as much better job. I really have not drank anything hardly all night.
But you and I both are challenged sometimes with words.
Carol put a post on our site and had caught on to us. Thank you, Carol. And I think that's great. And I'm not sure what the whole story is, but they're Americans who are in Israel, and I'm not sure exactly why. I'm sure we'll get the whole story.
Are you ever going to... I'm going to just ask this out on
okay.
Again. Remember, I think last week you said that you would get my iPod ready.
Okay. We'll get back to that.
And nothing has been done.
I know.
I am driving around town.
See, you could have Israelisms on.
Exactly.
Or however you like to say it.
You could have Carol.
You could have, yeah. So thank you, Carol, for posting on our site. And actually, Charlie is the man with the hookups.
Ooh.
Charlie hooked up Mr. X with Paul Gilmartin, ladies and gentlemen. And Mr. X and Just Julie. And Paul Gilmartin of Dinner and a Movie on TBS. He had an interview with them. So Charlie is the
I love that show, too.
Apparently, Charlie is and or was a stand-up comedian. I don't know if he ever quit being a comedian. But like 11 years ago...
He's just probably funny all the time.
I guess. So check out Israelisms, and, you know, I'm going to call Charlie up and say, hey, you know any other famous comedians? So thank you guys for checking us out.
That's cool.
And, you know, it's us checking you out, checking us out type thing. So
I wonder if he knows...
that's enough.
Herbie, the love bug.
Amy, guess who is still alive?
I don't know who.
Raymer.
I know.
He exists.
I was getting worried.
I know. I even left him a voicemail on his actual cell phone and hadn't heard back. And he got a promotion. So now he's the head bus driver.
Well, I was wondering, does he like mapping out all the routes now for all the bus drivers?
I don't know what the head bus driver does.
I guess
you set the token rate or something. So he called us. I guess he was a little offended by our last show. Of course, as much alcohol as we had, we didn't remember much of it. Apparently, we were saying, hey, Raymer, hey, Raymer, Raymer. So
he's probably mad at us.
So
now
he's a little perturbed.
All right, I'm here. I just listened to your, I think, latest podcast. I don't appreciate being smacked at like a dog. Come here, Raymer, come here. Yeah, I'm here. Be careful what dog you call, because he might get busy.
Not on my way.
Well, in these kid shows, good God. I must be out of touch or something. My kids are too old. I don't even know half the ones you're talking about. We had the good old standby Dora the Explorer and Barney and the Teletubbies, and that was about it. Of course, back in my day, yeah, we had, you know, Captain Kangaroo was the man. Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street and what else? Bill Cosby. What is it? The Cosby Kids. You know, that was cool. Over and out.
So there you go. Raymer is still alive and very thrilled about us.
I miss him.
Yes, so it's nice to have him back.
Okay, I apologize, because we apparently must have gotten a little out of hand on the last show.
But Mr. Raymer has taken slot number 3 of 5 for the podcast business cards for anybody going to the next one.
Right.
So we have the big show with Aaron and Jenai. We have...
Run, Forrest, run!
We have Borderline, the best podcast in Lincoln, Nebraska. The only podcast in Lincoln, Nebraska.
They like to mix a lot, don't they?
They do like to mix a lot, yeah. And then Mr. Raymer. So, that's number 3.
That's great.
Two more slots for anybody.
I'm
betting Israelisms, I don't think they're going to probably fly from Israel to go to that.
You never know.
And then we got, off of show 53, we got a voicemail from...
53. We're on 45.
43. I think they said 53 in the voicemail. Anyway.
Oh.
This is a trucker. I don't know who it is. It may be Trucker Tom, Pete. I think there's another.
Apparently, I must sound like some wives.
Yeah. We had to, I'll preface this. We had to listen to this a couple times. Like, what is his point? Well, his point is that the truckers are listening to the Red Boy podcast and are like, you know what? We get this crap at home. We don't need to hear it on podcast. So here's what trucker, whoever this is, it's either Tom, Bill, or Pete. Let us know who you were. But here's what they had to say.
Yeah, Red Boy and Admiral Amy. Just listened to the last show, the take two on number 43. And I was sitting around talking to a bunch of drivers and we're listening to the show and all of a sudden your show came up. Needless to say, the truck drivers look at us and, hell, I can listen to that at home. So, because we were having a good old time until we heard Amy in a bad mood and it kind of like put a dull on the whole situation. Everybody listened to the podcast, so. But I stuck up for you, Amy. I said I blamed it all on Red Boy. And I tried to get him to listen to another show, and I'll try tomorrow, see, because we're here for 2 days down here in Laredo, and see if I can get him to listen again. Bye.
So Amy not winning the votes with the trucker group.
I know, and I apologize. I'm going to apologize. Yeah. I am being...
You're being very, you know...
You know what? I had a couple off weeks
here. We had.
And you know what? It's, you know, I had to, I'm adjusting,
and
you know.
And you're in a good mood tonight. That's why we're doing a show tonight.
Exactly. I'm in a great mood. It's Wednesday. I didn't work yesterday, and I had sick children.
Yeah, well, I was not about to do it yesterday.
Which you would think, you know, well, yesterday would have been a bad day. But going back today, you know, it was fine. I had a busy day at work. It was fun. Came home. Had a nice little evening, and now
you're podcasting.
And tomorrow, it's almost Friday. Thursday is almost Friday.
There you go. All right, and one other thing. Our good friend Ozzy Tom has his own podcast finally.
I know, yay!
10 Minutes with Tom. We got him linked from our site. I'll link him in the show notes when I put him up. 10 Minutes with Tom. He did his first show a couple days ago. And he also sent us today new Ozzy Tom dictionary words. I didn't get a chance to edit them down yet, so
that's all right.
Next week we'll have some new Ozzy dictionary words. But check out, it was more than 10 minutes, but I'll let him slide in his first one. But he's getting into the feed burner and all the other stuff.
That's awesome.
I told him to get K7, get a voicemail. So check out Ozzy Tom at 10 Minutes with Tom. So Amy, we're gonna play a little song now to get us in the mood for our Halloween spooktacular, and then we'll touch on more spooky things. This is an artist by the name, he's actually a comedian, by the name of Haywood Banks. He's been on Bob and Tom and all over the country. He's even been in the cornfields here in Bloomington. This is his Halloween song that he's done. Check it out.
Candy collected Halloween. Biggest bag of candy I had ever seen. Had to have it x-rayed before I had a treat. To be sure a psycho hadn't put a razor in my sweets. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by. When the little kids were frightened and sad. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Trick-or-treating at the mall, scare the preppies at the Gap. Especially if your costume isn't politically correct. The mall can't give out candy because of a lawsuit that they had. But here's a coupon for a futon in the bottom of your bag. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by. When the little kids were frightened and said, only by the ghouls who were dead. They get to wishing for the days gone by. When the little kids were frightened and said, only by the ghouls who were dead. Mommy and Daddy follow in the van. Mace and a cell phone in their nervous hands. It's hard to spook the neighbors into giving up some loot. When you're a ninja in a down coat at 4 p.m. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by. When the little kids were frightened and said, only by the ghouls who were dead. Who hear the ghosts and the goblins cry? They get to wishing for the days gone by, when the little kids were frightened, it is said. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Who hear the ghosts and the goblins cry? They get to wishing for the days gone by, when the little kids were frightened, it is said. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Only by the ghouls who were dead.
Yes, that was Haywood Banks. It's his Halloween song.
Again.
No, we're not. Yeah, in our house, that gets played over and over. We'll spin
again, again.
Since this is a podcast, you're welcome to rewind and hear it again if you want to. We won't have to play it twice. Amy, what are you going to be this year for Halloween?
Myself.
I know. Our kids are going to be, what, Spider-Man and a
Spider-Man
pumpkin.
With muscles.
And what are those things?
Optic.
No, the fiber optic
lights. Yeah. And Maggie's going to be a pumpkin.
So the kids always dress up. We know that.
But I have a t-shirt.
What's your t-shirt?
Remember my t-shirt? It says, Wicked, if the hat fits.
Wear it. That's correct, yes. But you know what?
And I have orange corduroys to go with
it. As many kids...
I'll be very fashionable.
I don't. Actually, I thought about wearing my SIGET jacket. I'm just going to go as a
fraternity. A dirty old fraternity man.
A balding fraternity man. But you know, as many kids that wear costumes, 70% of Halloween costume sales are now for adults.
Oh, it's fun.
We used to love to dress up.
We used to always do it, but you know, it's kinda...
My favorite one is the Riddler. What was your favorite?
Well, no, I had fun. I was a flapper one year.
You were Rizzo.
That was from my days of being, days of yore when I was in high school. I still had the jacket from the musical I was in.
And we did the Tin Man and Dorothy one year.
That was fun.
That was very cool until we took Dorothy to a gay bar.
And I had a blast.
You were really popular.
I was. I was all dancing right with all the cowboys and Indians that
So women's... So speaking of these adult costumes, this year's oddest adult outfits for women. We'll start with the women. There's some men. Sexy candy corn. It's a tiny dress.
Oh, brother.
In three bright colors. There's Miss Dorothy, a slutty version of the Wizard of Oz character. There you go. That's one option for you. And there's the trophy wife costume, which comes with gold metallic face paint and a first place plaque.
Did you know one of them? Go ahead.
Miss Dorothy will take you over the rainbow for $200.
That's not nice.
And the other tagline, whoever designs these costumes is a little hazy on what the trick is in Trick or Treat.
Ooh.
Oh, and then, you know, but so many women already have to be trophy wives all year. That's it. You have to be the trophy wife.
Well, whatever. I don't even come near that.
Well, you at least are a participation award all year long. All right, this may be the last Red Boy podcast.
Okay, continue.
Men's costumes are even weirder. There's God's gift to women, a big gift-wrapped box with arms and a head hole. I don't think I'd fit that one.
I don't even think you need to put a box on a lot of guys who think that they are. We all know who
One night stand, a cardboard nightstand.
I love that one with the lamp.
I'd never heard of that.
There's a lampshade, and you can actually do it yourself. You can make the whole thing.
I never heard of that one. There's a gas pump terror. Turn yourself into the scary sight. A gas pump. And the last one, a keg man. Makes it look like a walking beer keg. Mm-hmm. And even holds 16 ounces of beer. 16 ounces? That's not near enough.
Okay.
So there you go. There's your costume suggestions for the day or for the year from the Red Boy Podcast. Hope we can help you out. What about Halloween pranks, Amy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, do we need palate cleansing music? Halloween pranks.
Okay.
Have you ever been out in the dark?
With this a roll time of toilet of the year, paper? Probably, let's see, 20 years ago.
What was, okay, I have a list of pranks. What was your probably number one most common prank at Halloween?
Well, you know, we TP'd.
TP'd? My parents actually gave me TP one year to go toilet paper.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, my parents would never do that, and I would get in trouble. TP'd, we corned people's homes. That was more like scaring people, though, because you'd get the hard corn.
You corned people?
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was the corn was shucked off, and so it was hard corn, and then, you know, that person that you might
know. Well, this is truly from the cornfields here. I've never heard of corning somebody's home.
Well, I'm from Farmington, okay?
So you just, like, throw a bunch of corn at their house?
You take the corn, like a handful of it, and you go up to said person you wanted to terrify their window, and you throw it at their window. It wouldn't break the window. It would just go, it just make, oh my gosh, it was very loud. And then you'd run.
Wow, that wasn't all my, I've never heard of
we did that.
Corning a window.
I
even lived in the cornfields growing up.
We did. I was pretty good on the TPing. I did TP a few people's homes, but I was usually smart about it, and I didn't go out with the big groups and do it.
One of our favorite was, in our neighbor, back in the day, everybody who had the same cable system all had the same remotes.
Oh, yep.
So you take your remote from your house after the parents go to bed, and you just walk around everybody's living room, and you change your channel from the dark. I'm sure you did that.
Yeah, that was fun. And I have to say, on the TPing, I did this to a girlfriend of mine. I spent the night at a friend's, my girlfriend's house. And she lived in town. I used to live in the country. So we went down to our really good friend, and we TP'd his entire car. We rolled it.
Oh, no.
And we used probably, I don't know how many. We put enough of the little holders, and we had them all the way up to the top of his antenna, and then it rained.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. So that was our big thing, and I can't remember. We did some other things that probably.
Well,
I twinkied someone's windows.
You what?
Twinkied.
Oh, geez. Well, I will say, kids, is don't do the eggs. Eggs cause a major mess.
Yeah, don't do eggs. My house got egged, and they
yeah.
It
toilet paper goes away. Soaping windows.
Don't honey anyone's cars. Yeah, I never did that, but my sister's car got honeyed.
Yeah, that's bad. Soap. Soap is okay. It comes off eventually.
Soaping. Yeah.
Have you ever forked a yard?
Never did that.
You take a bunch of plastic forks and stick them in people's in the whole front yard?
I don't get it.
Well, it's just, I don't know.
That's a lot of work. I was basically, we were doing more stuff where you would go up and throw stuff at the window, scare somebody and run. Because people, and we did get chased by a few, we got chased by a few times.
Well, here's two that I had not heard of. Moving the for sale signs.
No, we never did
that. And what's even better than that is you move all the for sale signs and put them in one yard. So you collect them from the neighborhood and put them all in the same person's yard. That sounded kind of humorous.
You know, I vaguely
and those, remember. These, the thing is, these are some nice, some pranks that aren't going to hurt anybody, not damage property. And this is what I'd never heard of either. Put underwear on lawn ornaments.
Well, that's one.
Like underwear
now,
on the
I work with flamingo. Someone who is probably, her and her sister are old enough to be my mom, you know, that age. Probably.
Kind of grandma age, then.
No.
Your mother is a grandmother, so yes.
I'm not calling them grandmas because I'm not going to do that.
Okay, fine.
So, but they're...
Your mom's age.
One of their daughters, they do this prank back and forth. They do pranks to each other all the time. Well, this year, what they're doing to their daughter, or one's daughter and one's niece, is they've got an old toilet bowl. And they're putting the toilet bowl in the yard, and then they're going to make a man, you know, out of, you know, like a stuffed man. And then they're going to put the jack-o'-lantern's head. You know how you've seen that one that's out on the internet with it's throwing up the
and they, you know, put the guy on the toilet?
And they're going to have it throwing up.
Into the toilet?
Into the toilet. You know, it's the pumpkin head, but and the seeds and everything.
Welcome to the cornfields, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, no, they do all kinds of wild stuff. These two... You don't want them to have your address.
Oh, yes.
They will put all kinds... They've done awful things. They one time...
If you're looking for us, we live at Isaac's house.
But it is, it's fun. Well, then one time, I remember one of my friends, who was a fraternity brother, they went and literally took one neighbor's lawn furniture and put it in the other neighbor's yard and set it up in the front yard. Just to be stupid. Just took that person's lawn furniture and moved it to the other yard.
As I said, the key here is these aren't damaging. They're just kind of ha-has.
Remember when your parents lived by the sorority house?
Oh, yeah. My mother was into the... some of you may have or have family who... They were into decorating the stone geese.
You get the big goose out in front of your house. You know.
And about 7 years ago, my family's house burned. Anyway, they moved to a rental house near a college right next door to a sorority. And the sorority girls tried to steal the goose and...
Dropped
it and broke the damn beak.
So it had to be...
Yes.
Concrete fixed and
yeah. Now she's been put to pasture.
It was pretty cute though, because she. Yes. The reason they took her is because she had a bikini on, and they thought that was pretty cute.
Well, when I was in college, we stole a Dalmatian. So,
what else?
Well, Amy, it's time for what the hell did they say?
No.
Yes, I'm. You can see the answer.
That's spooky.
That's loud.
I couldn't do a good scream. I don't want to make the kids.
We have two Jackson songs here. I might not get to the last Jackson song, but here's the first one.
Are you going to play it?
Yes. Are you ready? She's too busy dancing. You want to listen to it this time to see if you know what the words are? Just know. Black cat, come. All right, ready? Here you go.
Night after night, you just stay awake. You keep telling me.
All right, I'll give it. You're a little far off. I'll give you one more shot, just because you're that far off.
Time after time. I don't know. Night after night.
Don't have a dime to stay awake. Don't have the time to stay away. Or time after time, you stay away.
I want to say they say something like stay awake.
Oh, I agree, but all my resources
say... It's away.
It's time after time, you stay away. Time after time, you stay...
No, I don't care what they say. It still sounds like they're saying, time after time, you just stay awake.
This needs to be a video podcast, watching us dance. We have more fun dancing the music than actually just guessing the songs. Our next one, this is one of my favorite 80s songs. Oingo Boingo's Dead Man's Party. You ready?
Yes. I don't even remember that song.
You don't remember Oingo Boingo Dead Man's Party?
No.
You don't?
No.
All right,
I don't remember that.
No, hold on. I'm going to launch...
Oingo Boingo.
Amy.
Honey, you are a few years younger than me.
Okay, no, but this is...
Maybe...
Here. You don't recognize this? Oh my god, I love Dead Man's Party. Okay.
Sorry, well, I can't help you with that.
Well, that's not the question, but what do you think the lyrics are?
Okay.
Leave your body vessel at the door. Leave your body ass at the door. Ass. At the door. Or leave your body and soul at the door. What do you think it is?
I think it must be body and soul.
Yes, it is body and soul.
I read your
lips. Not body. Yes, anybody seen Meet the Fockers?
Yeah, I love that.
That's our.
Even though it's the PJ cast, Take the Children Away, but the funniest part of that movie is when the little boy
grabbed the sound.
Asshole!
And sorry about the meters, too, kids. All right, you know what? I wrote this down. I don't have the alternate ones because I didn't get around to printing them off.
Oh, nice.
But no. This is really good because this is Ghostbusters, okay?
Oh, I love Ghostbusters. Okay. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. And I'm going to... Oops, I can't type. Hold on.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Let's jump ahead. Something strange
in your neighborhood. Who are you going to call?
Okay.
Ghostbusters.
All right, so you get the feel for Ghostbusters, right? All right, here's the lyric, Chad. Say.
Ghostbusters!
If you have
ghosts.
Here you go.
If you have ghosts, freaky ghosts.
If you have something, those freaky ghosts.
I always thought it was, if you have ghosts, oh, the freaky ghost, baby. I didn't print out. Oh, crap.
You lost the lyrics.
I didn't print it out. I don't remember what it was.
This is a spooktacular tonight.
If you have a dose of the freaky ghost.
Oh, if you have a dose of the freaky ghost.
I thought if you have a ghost of the freaky ghost.
I don't know.
All right, one more. I don't have alternates for this either, but, you know, it's a spooktacular, so deal with it. Let me guess, all you know is Thriller, right?
That's right.
Here it is.
I was too busy dancing. Trying to do the whole thing. Looking like a big zombie.
Yeah. Flinging your arms in the air.
Bum 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 bum.
Bum 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 bum. The answer is, this is Thriller Night. No kidding. Girl, I can thrill you more than any ghost would ever dare try.
Really?
Even though he's into boys and men. He's more like boys to men than Thriller.
No men. I'm in the little men. How did anybody back then think that this would all happen? That he was like a... We all knew he was a freak because his nose came back all gross.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, you know, we're going to wrap this show up with one quick news story out of... Oh, okay, thank you.
Now you've got me all...
Jazzed up. Jazzy. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Out of Sydney, because I like to do news from Aussie Tom's homeland. A 7-year-old man known to be seriously ill went missing.
70-year-old man?
71-year-old man.
Oh, 71. It sounded like you said a 7-year-old man.
70-year-old man. 71. Seriously, went missing 9 days ago. And 9 days ago, his body was found in a small parking lot.
Ew.
Okay.
I figured you'd say that it was on a beach half-eaten by a great white.
But they're being sued because 8 days after he was reported missing.
Yeah.
The mall parking police put a parking ticket on his car. They found him the next day. So apparently the stench after 8 days wasn't enough for the mall parking guy to...
Well, it was probably rolled out the windows.
Would you not look in there and see the person not moving?
I don't know.
Hey, buddy.
They get paid what? Nothing?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe in Sydney, parking people are paid a lot.
I don't know. Maybe a question for Aussie Dom.
There you go, Aussie Dom. All right.
Okay. Is that the end of our show?
That's the end of... Amy, you know what?
I want everybody to know that they need to be very careful when they go out.
Be careful. Carry your glow sticks, your flashlights, your reflective tape.
Everybody hold hands when you cross the street.
Yes.
Don't take candy from strangers.
I.e. Absolute Amy.
Go to houses that you know.
And be sure they have the light on. If the light's not on, don't knock on the door, okay? That's a hint.
I don't think little kids are listening.
No. There's adults that do it. They come to our door.
We're not here.
I know, but after we get home late. Anyway, sorry.
Anyways, I hope everyone has a fun and safe and happy, happy, happy Halloween.
Happy, happy, joy. Isn't it much nicer to podcast sober?
I'm not quite sober.
Well, but less drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
Somebody, apparently the guy right on the board was, because
I was having a Friday, no, no, no. And I was letting down my
Amy,
hair.
Amy, what's our website? What else I seen?
Redboypodcast.com.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
Email us at
redboy@redboypodcast.com.
Yours is
Amy@redboypodcast.com.
Or can't remember crap at redboypodcast.com.
Yeah.
And then you also see our Skype. You remember Skype?
No way.
Redboy3.
Oh. I was gonna give a phone number.
Well, we have the phone number, 206-888-GEEK. It's a voicemail.
That's right. Don't know that either.
Give us a big shout out. What's up? Big ups. Sorry, that was my urban lapse. I know. All right. I think that's about it. Check us out. Hey, and we got two more slots for business cards. Be careful with the...
And don't slip on leaves that haven't been raked in your yard.
And be sure to go get your toilet paper and your soap and your underwear for the lawn ornaments and move those for sale signs. And you know what? If you do a prank over Halloween, shoot us a voicemail, 206-888-GEEK, 206-888... No, that'd be 206-888-4335.
That is really
Let
bad.
Let us know what you did or if you got a prank.
And if you're offended by Matt belching into his new mics...
Bite me.
That wasn't very nice.
All right.
And I would like to say, from our dining room, we are sitting in a very spooktacular...
You know, I'll make this our... I'll post it on Red Boy's webcam phone. So, all right, Amy, you are...
Amy.
And I am Red Boy, and we are...
Out.
Stay tuned for an Israelism promo, if I can learn how to play it.
Hi, this is Charlie from Israelism's podcast. It's not just about Israel. It's not just about politics. It's not just about kids or funny stuff that happens or anything else. It's about me being right and Carol being wrong. Listen to Israelism's podcast at www.israelisms.com or subscribe through iTunes by looking up Israelisms. Just listen and agree with me. Don't tell Carol I talked to you about this, okay?